Also Nami, the Adaita the poor Mudi Yoivlay, Adaita the Midi Achrina La Yoivlay. Maybe they are different. People that gave money for Tzedakah for Purim, they meant to give the money for the Sudas of Purim. And when the Gama gave the money to the Neim also, it was like told the Feirish, you're supposed to use this money for the Sudas Purim. That's why they're not allowed to use it for something else. But maybe if it wasn't spoken out to Feirish, maybe you're not called a Gazlin, the fact you're Mishana Midas Balabayas. Rashi says, V'chivon delav adayta d'ochi yoyiv, since the owner did not give the money for another purpose, he only gave it for Sudas Purim, nimsa moyas pecheskas bailim, that really the pshat is the original owners still own their money. Chutz min ayotzim Sudas Purim. Like they didn't stand give the money away for tzedakah. They made a condition like, I'm only giving this money now that you're allowed to use it to buy yourself a Sudas Purim. See, if you take the money and use it for Purim, very good. But if you don't use it for Purim, it's like it still belongs to the original owner. That's why you can't do something else with it. But another case, like in our Mishnah, where you took it, you rented the chamor, maybe even if you're Mishana, maybe you're not called a gazlan. So there is no proof, this Rameya. El around the whole Rameya, different Rabbi Meya. The time you learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why not Mishnah Rabbi Meya? Hanoi saying, Dina Leoni, if somebody gives the money to an honest poor man, Likach Lecholot, that he should buy himself a shirt. So Lachri is Likach Lecholot. He is not allowed to buy a talis. Talis, if you give money, you give $10 to a nani to buy himself a talis, he is not allowed to buy himself a shirt. Because he's doing different from what the Balabas told him. So this is Reb Meir, that also if you're Mishana, if you change around, Midas Balabais, like a gazlin. Tomorrow says no, for Dilma maybe Shani Yosem here also is different. The Yosel Mechshadei, so they come here, the reason is because there's a chshad. Rashi says, "Yos nechshed lebalabayis." They'll have a chshad. They'll think something's wrong with the balabayis. Why? The noy devein the mekayim, that he makes a neder and he doesn't keep his promise. She shomu olo shomu likach talis. People heard the way this balabas told the yoni, "Buy yourself a talis." So they thought like the balabas is mechayiv himself to give the yoni a talis. And later, when they see he doesn't have a talis, they'll think the balabas doesn't do what he said. So that's why the yoni b'daf has to buy the talis, but not because he's called a gazlin. When it says Shani Yosem, the Yosla Mechshadei, the Yamri Yinshi, people will say, Oh, Mapalnya, Zavnina Le Levusha, Le Plonyaniya. This Reuben said he made a neder, he's going to buy this Sonny a shirt. Vulei Zovunah, he didn't buy him. Inami, Zavnina Le Glima, buy him a coat. Vulei Zovunah, he didn't buy him. So maybe that's why the Yoni can't change to buy something else. But there's no proof to roll over, there's such a lock of Mishan, it's called a gazlin. Tomorrow says, no, if that would be the Pshat, in Cain is so, listening should be learned b'fnei achashad. He should have said clearly, the reason why the Yoni can't change around is that people shouldn't be choshed of alabayis. Nine b'fnei shemavra das balabayis. What does it mean to say the reason is because he's a mavra das balabayis? What does this reason mean? Shemaminu, where there's a proof, mishum deshonihu. The reason why is because he changed from the das of the balabayis. And the klal is, b'chol ha-mavra das balabayis, whoever goes against what the Balabas told him, Hadash Balabayas is Nikra Gazlin. So kids, this is the Rabbi Meir that holds that whenever you go differently from the conditions of the Balabas, you're called a Gazlin. So that's Shan the Reish of Al Mishnah also. That if you went different than the condition of Balabas, no matter what you did, you'll be Chayim. Right. Now the Mishnah says, Asech Reis HaChamor. If you write Hayyar HaChamor, V'yavrika, and lightning strikes it. My Vavrika, what does it mean Vavrika? Hoche tagimu norisa, lightning. It's like an honest, and the Balabas has to give you another one. Rava says, Amzakas. That means that the animal became paralyzed. Reshlins, hateloyim eslir ragler. Like worms went into its leg, made its legs paralyzed. And therefore, it's like an honest, so the Balabas has to give him another one. Hahudi yomalu, avzakta, denilsa demalka. Somebody said about the king's clothing, there's a worm there. Reshlins, reisi ash. I saw some worms that are eating up the clothing of the king. Omulai, so the people said to the king's men said to this person, Pamai, where did you see him? Betli kesev or betli dav? In silver or in gold? So Rashi says it means betli kesev means kli pishtan, flax, it looks like silver. Betli dav or gold means kli semer, or wool. shetzeivim that colored like gold. So, ikadiyamri saminsa betli kesev amar. He said he saw it in the silver and the flax. But katlu, when they killed him. So Rashi says, of course, shein ha'shoich akli pishtin. The worms don't eat your flax. And ikadiyamri son sino betli dehab amar. They said, he said that I saw the worms eating up the wool. Vishavku, and they left him alone. That could be. Then the Mishnah says, Shinasu on Geria, let's say the king man took it away for the taxes. Again, you rented out a chamor, and the mill was, they took it away for taxes. Is Zaymalay Reshnach Lavanecha. You have right to say back to the Balabas, here it is, go and take it. I don't have to pay you more. Omarav, Lushonavilla van Garia Chazeris. Only van Garia that eventually they give it back. Rashi says, Hevelay Kemesa Nishbra. That's like it died or it broke. Avalangarya Shena Chazeris. For the king, they take away the tax that you don't get it back, shenu chazeres, then chayev lamed lechamor, then the owner has to return you another chamor, he has to give you another one. But then this Rashi says, on the guy, you shenu chazeres, if the taxman take it away, and you won't get it back anymore, so then you have a right to come back to the balabas and say, it's like the animal died, I want another one, I rent it from you, you have to give me another one. Hu shmul amano, vein agar yu chazeres, vein agar yu shenu chazeres. Whether the taxman returned it or not, in the derech halicha nitla, they took it while you were traveling. Then the owner has to give you another one. So Rashi says, "Shekain derech angari nitla chamor shalzer homalach bailo achreo v'chol chamosher poga barishin nitla matzla shalai v'shein chayzer." In other words, if it's on a derech on the road, so then the derech was the king's man would take the taxman to grab it away from you. But if you be smart, you follow him. And later, when he's going to meet up another one, he'll take away the second one and leave yours alone. So you'll be able to get it back again. So then the Baal HaBos does not have to give you another one. He has the right to say, you should have watched after it and got it. Mashiach, if they took it away, not on the road, then it's lost. You'll never get it back. Then the owner has to give you another one. Meisvei Adakashi, it says, Asich Reschumov, you hire out, you rent out a donkey. The freak and lightning hits it. Oish Nishtasa, it became a shaita. Is I Malay Resh Lakhvanecha. The Balabas has right to say, here it is. Mesa Fadai the Shinasa Sangari Yachai Lamad Lechamor. The owner has to give him another one. So Vishlaim of the Rav Lakasha. Khan, the steerer here it says you have to, here it says he doesn't have to. Khan, the Angari Yachazeros, Khan, the Garish and the Chazeros. One is talking about the taxes do not give it back. And one is talking about they do give it back. Elul is Shmuel Kasha. Shmuel says there's no difference in both places. You have to give him another one. So it's a steerer. The chitayim maybe you'll tell me the shmuel now because when it's most of those tira, kan shebaderech helichos and itlo, kan shelebaderech helichos and itlo. Maybe also the difference is whether it was done on the road while you're traveling or not while you're traveling. As we said before, while you're traveling, you should have went after him, and then you'll get it back later. So the Baal HaBos does not have to like give you another one in between. So Moshe says no. Hamidik Tony Seifer. Here is Shimon Elazar Weiner. In Bederach Lechatz and Itlo. Oyim Alei Resh Lach Vanecho. V'yim Lav Chayv Lam Alei Chamor. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Mashmo Mechlal Da Tanakamo Lo Yishon Alei. That there's no difference. So Moshe says it's a Kasha and Shmuel. So Moshe says Amulach Shmuel. Lav Mi'ika Rabbi Shimon Elazar the Kori Kavasi. I hold like him. Hanod Yamek Rabbi Shimon Elazar. I hold like him that there's no difference. He boy said another teretz could be Kul Rabbi Shimon Elazar he. The chasur mech to something is mitzvah. That's the way it should have been learned. Hasurik res chamor. If you ha, you rent out a chamor. The reek and lightning hits it. Or nishtes. Or it comes a shaita. Or you malay resh lof vonecha. Yet the owner has the right to say, there it is. I'm not giving you another one. Neisa v'dai zoi shenasas on gariyo. Chayev lamad lechamor. Then the Baal HaBos has to give him another one. The ned of Rabbi Mumram was said, shalei v'derech lechosai. When they didn't take it while you were walking. Nitla, avo nitla v'derech lechosai. They took it while you were walking. Or you malay resh lof vonecha. You have right to say, the Baal HaBos could say, here it is. Diva Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Show Rabbi Shimon Elazar Weimer. In the Derech Hilucha Nitlef, it was taken away while you were going on the road. Oy Malay Rabbi Shimon Elazar Vanecha. The Yimloi, Chayv Lam Elay Chamor. For the Gemara, me Matzah's Mukhus like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, could you say, I'm Mishnah Gozal Hashem Elazar, who like a 20 Rosh, it says in the Rosh, Ha-Seich Reza Chamor, if somebody rents out a donkey, there Rika and lightning hits it, Oy Shinistasar, becomes a shape, becomes wild. Is I Malay Reshtof Vanecha? The Baal HaBos has right to say, that's it, that's the one I gave you, it's in front of you. I'm not going to give you another one, that's it. Now, either Rav Shimon Elazar Weimer, Rav Shimon says that Haseich Reshtof Chamor, if somebody rents a Chamor, Likr Velel, he rents it to use it to ride on it. V'rika, and lightning hits it. Or shenitzasa, or else it becomes a shirt, it becomes wild. So it says clearly that chayev lahamid lechamor, the owner has to give this renter another chamor. What's the stira? If you made a beferish tanai that you're taking on it to ride it, so then you need a chamor to ride with. Like that's what you want to go. So now, if the lightning hit it or became wild, that you can't use it for riding, so that's not what you rented. So in such a case, for sure the balabas has to give you another one. But if you didn't speak out clearly, you want to take a lirka v'lov, then it's not posher, the balabas has to give you another one. He has the right to say, harei shalach l'fanecha. Alright, turn over. Omer HaPov, Gopa says, O klis chuchis, if you borrow glass, ki lirka v'lov domi. That's like you're taking it to ride on it, to use it. And if it was taken away from you, the balabas would have to give you back another one. Why? Because glass is also meant to be used. You want to use it right now. If it's taken away, you don't have it to use. So the Baal HaBos, you hired a glass that was taken away from you, so he has to give you another one. Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna. Omer Rav. Ha'aseich resach amor likav olehu. If somebody rents a donkey to ride on it, u'meitza loy b'chatzia derech. Half the way, it plots on you. Rana gave him. He had to ask if you hire you rent a car. If you rent a car, and in the middle of the road, it dies on you, the car. Is noisun loy schoroy shechatzia derech. You have to pay the owner for half of the road, half of the trip. Like you rented the car for the day for this trip for $10, and it only made it halfway, so you have to pay him $5. V'yein loy olav ela terumas, and you only have complaints against the balabos that he rented to you a weak donkey. Like if it died in half of the way, the saddle must have been weak. So you have a right to have complaints against the balabos, but nothing more. There's no dinim amnus. So must take it then. What's the case talking about? If it's possible to rent another one, like all the way along the road, there are donkeys too hard to rent out. So if so, what's the bid then? For the Gemara Terumas, why should you even have complaints against the balabos? What went wrong? Like here, if you rent from Hertz and your car drops in the middle of the road, so you call up the Chreis, another Hertz station, and they'll give you another car to finish off the road. So what's so bad? You shouldn't even have to have complaints either. Yeah. If it's not possible to find other donkeys to rent out, if so, agra boilem esavlei. So you have to pay him at all for the using it half of the road, like it's not worth anything. He got stuck in the middle of the road. He had no hanor at all. You're better off not taking it at all. I shouldn't have to pay him even for half of the road. I got stuck in the middle of the road. It's not worth anything. Tamar says yes. We're talking about it on the road. It's not shchiach. You don't find other donkeys to rent out. The Baal HaBos has a right to say like this to you. Listen, if you would have just wanted to go till here, lav agra boyis lemeisav, wouldn't you have to pay? In other words, you have to travel 10 miles. Now, to get 5 miles is worth half the pay for you. So lemeisav, you went 5 miles. Even though it's not where you wanted to, you didn't end up in the right place, but the Baal HaBos has a right to say, in the while you were using the donkey, you got someplace. You got half the way. Therefore, since you used it that much, you have to pay me for it. Now the Gemara says, Hechi Dami. Yeah. Idi Omalei Chamor Stanif. When the owner rented out, he said, take any Chamor, Chachayiv Lam L'Chamor Achar. Like when I rented a Chamor, I just said, I want to rent a Chamor from you. So if one dies in the middle of the road, Chiti, you have to give me another one. I didn't say which one. I said, you have to give me a chamor. So you have to give me another one. If he said, I want this donkey, if he has enough money to buy another one, if the chamor dies, he has to give him another one. So you should have a right to sell this chamor and the money, buy yourself another one. If you could buy yourself another one, that's what you should do. Let's recho the shame of the melikach. No, the leftover money than the veil is not worth that much. You can't buy yourself another one. Im yesh but the mel is for yiskor. But if you have enough money to rent, rent another one. We don't use up all the money. We're not mechal yeter karna. All right, we'll stop here. Go with this corner again.
We're holding that Ayin Tet Samar Aleph.
Okay, the Takuma, we went over again, but we did already.
Yes, the first channel we had there again was, again, if you hired, you rented out your chamor, and if a reek again, it became blind. It became a shaito, so he has to give you another one in between. So he had a kasha, if you take it to write on it, he has to give you another one. So Mar Teretz was, Lirka Voleshani. If you take it to write on it, so riding on it means he has to ride, he has to have eyes. If the animal became blind, he can't see where it's going, that's like nothing. But became a shaita, he can't walk straight. So then for sure, if you hired, rented one, the owner has to give you another one. The more says again, Omar, a papa, kli schuches, kilirka balabdami. The same thing, if you have a glass, like if you're moving glass, so an animal that's blind, or an animal that's shaita, if he'll move around, he'll break the glass. Like you need a normal chamor to move your glass. So then for sure, the owner has to give you another one. Omar Rabba Bar Rafuna. Omar Rab. If you rented a chamor to ride on it, and the chamor died half the road, you have to pay him for half the ride, half the road. You took it for $10, it only went halfway, you have to pay him $5. And you only have right to have complaints against the balabos. Now, what's the case talking about? If the place that you got stuck, you could rent another one. Why do you have complaints against the balabos? You didn't lose anything else. You paid $5 here, and you rent out a chamor another $5 and get home. So you didn't lose anything. If the place you got stuck, you can't find another chamor to rent, if so, why do you have to pay him at all? Like you had no enjoyment at all. You got stuck in the middle of the road. That's not where you want to go. Tomorrow says, we're talking about the place that you got stuck. You can't find another chamor to rent and to go further. The question is, why do you have to pay for half the road? The chura, you didn't get what you wanted. You shouldn't have to pay anything. The Torah says, Mishrum Diomalei, Ilu Boyis Lemesi Yad Hochi. If you would want to go just to here, Lav Agra Boyis Lemesav, wouldn't you have to pay the $5 just to get to here? So therefore, Lemesi, you have to pay me $5 there for the trip. So the Kashra, the Gemara Teretz is a Pella. But Lemesi, you don't want to go here. You want to go someplace else. What do you mean? If you would have wanted to go here, half the way, you would have paid to get here. True. If I would have wanted to go there, I would have paid. But on my side, I wanted to go down to the next city. So what do you help me for? So Taisa says the pshat is... Taisa says that, first of all, after it says you can't rent another chamor at the same price. But it'll be hard to. But if you would have worked hard, you would have been able to rent it. So therefore, you should have rented and go further. Or else Taisa says the pshat is... that you're taking on your chamor now merchandise to sell. So pshat is you got stuck in the middle. Where you got stuck, you could also sell it there. That's the Gemara means to say. Like your whole journey is to sell the merchandise. But my, the way you got stuck, you could also sell your merchandise. So therefore you have to pay me for as far as you got. If where you got, you have nothing from it, you won't have to pay anything. Now the Gemara says, hey Chidon, what's the case talking about? If he said, I'm renting any chamor from you, then for sure the owner has to give him another chamor. Chamor zeh, I'm taking this chamor. So the chur depends. What happened? That chamor died in the middle of the road. So im yesh b'demel likach, if the value of the nevela, if you would sell it, you get money and you could buy another one, a cheaper one. So v'adi yikach, you'll have the right then to buy another chamor and use that chamor. Like what are you going to stop for? Let's read what there it says. V'shein b'demel likach. That the nevela, the dead body of this chamor that died, is not worth enough to buy yourself another chamor. That's why you have complaints to the balabos. What you do to me, I got stuck here. For the Gemara though, im yesh b'demel iskar yiskar. But listen, true, you don't have enough money to buy yourself another one, but why don't you rent? Sell the nevela, you get yourself $5, now rent another chamor to go the rest of the road. So, you should be able to do this. Tzimura says, no, Rav the time, Rav goes according to his own time. The Yomarav, the Rav says, Loimach linon karna. You know, we never end off the karen. That means when you rent the chamor, true, he has to pay you back if it dies or something, give you another one, but you have no right to ruin the karen of the owner. So when the owner gave you the chamor, his karen, the capital, is this chamor. If it dies, the nevela is the capital. So you're not allowed to take the money of the nevela and use it to rent out another chamor, and then you'll have nothing to give back. That's called machal yakarna. You're ruining, using up the capital that you have no right. The Yitma, we learned like this. Haseicher es hachamor. If you rent a chamor from your friend, and the chamor dies in the middle of the road, Omar Rav, Rav says, in yesh bedomim likach yikach. If the nevel is worth enough that you'll be able to buy yourself another chamor, very good, do it. Lishkor, if the money is only enough to rent out another chamor, al yishkor, you're not allowed to use up that money to rent out another chamor, because that's called machal yikarno. You're using up all the capital of the owner. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, af lishkor, yishkor, even if you only have enough money just to rent, you're allowed to rent. Gemara says, b'may kamiflagi. And what do we argue on? B'may kamiflagi. Rav sov, Rav holds, loy machlin karna. Rav holds, you're not allowed to be machal yakarna. O Shmuel sova, machlin karna. That's the svara. When you rent something, when you rent a chamor, so are you allowed to, is a chamor so meshubah to you that you're allowed to even use up the keren, you're allowed to use up the capital, or no, you're not allowed to use up the capital. Next, we have a kasha. It says, aloha, gemara leido, yovash ilon. Let's say the tree dried up. Oy niksa, or else it got cut down. Shneya masurim boy. Both the malver and the laver is also to it. This is the case where you lent money to somebody. He was alavor. And you took back a mashkin from the laver. He gave you a tree back. Rashi learns, Misha mishkan ilo mechabero. He gave you a mashkin, a pledge, his tree. Kiani mashkanta di surya, the cast of the mishlan shneilin, tevagari double kesef. That the deal was, I keep the tree for the next 3 years, let's say, and after the 3 years, you get it back, and you don't owe me the money. Because I'll eat the fruits for the next 3 years for the payment of the loan. And now the tree dies, or the farmer knocked down the tree, it dried up. So, Lokharish Neyam Asurim, by Rashi says, that means you can't knock down the wood and burn the wood. Not the loiva, not the malva, because you're being Mechal Yakarno. So neither of them could use up the wood. Ketzid Yasa, what are you supposed to do then with this wood? Ketzid Yasa, Yikach by Karka. You're allowed to buy Karka. Vu'oichel Peris. And he eats Peris. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to buy Karka, and with the Karka you buy, you could buy it to use the Peris. So it's not called Mechal Yakarno. For the Gemara V'hoch over here, Kivo Nechim D'Mechi Mato Yovel. Even if you buy now a Karka of somebody else, when it becomes Yovel, Kohodra Ayelamore. Lamaista, the karka goes back to the original owner. When you buy karka, the loch is, you only buy it until Yevil. When Yevil comes, it goes back to the owner. Says so, the Yehoko, the Chimot, the Yevil, when Yevil comes, Kohodra Ayelamore. The property goes back to the original owner. Is so the Kokal Yakarna. Is so there's a Yibimachal Yakarna. You're using up all the money. Lamaista, this tree now, what do you do with the tree? You chop down the wood, you sold the wood, and you brought a field. But the field only stays by you until Yovel. By Yovel, the field goes back. When it goes back, you have nothing from that first tree. So you'd be Mechal Yakarna. So, what's the Gemara's kasha before? You can't chop up the woods. You'd be Mechal Yakarna. By buying a field, you'd also be Mechal Yakarna. So Gemara says, Hocha b'mayaskino. You know what we're talking about over here? The Zoban le the Shishin Shon. The Zoban le the Shishin Shonin. He bought it for 60 years. He bought it more than 50. He bought it for 60 years. So what? The Yom Rav Chizda, Yom Rav Ketino, Minayin L'moicha Sadei L'Shishim Shona. How do you know if you buy a field for 60 years, She'eino Chezeros B'Yovel? It does not go back to the owner by 50 years by Yovel. It does not go back. Shenem Mother Posek says, V'Yehoretz Lo'isim Cholat Mitzos. You're not allowed to sell your land like Mitzos forever. But Mitzos, you can't sell it. When you sell it, it comes back by Yovel. We dash like this. Ni shein shom yovel nitzmasois, ye shom yovel ain nitzmasois. It means if there's yovel involved, it's nitzmas. If it doesn't have a yovel, then it's nitzmas. If it has a din yovel, then it's ain nitzmas. What does that mean to say? Yotze sezu shafal pi shein shom yovel ain nitzmasois. That even though there's no din yovel there, it's not nitzmas. It doesn't stay by the person forever. You only sold it for 60 years. But since you only sold it for 60 years, it does not go back to you at the end of Yovel, but the sale continues on till the end of 60 years. Yovel doesn't stop this. Yovel only stops something that if it wouldn't be for Yovel, the sale would be forever. That you can't do, so then Yovel stops it. But if you only sell it for 60, 70, 80 years, then we say at the end of 80, then you get it back. So it doesn't come back by Yovel, only at the end of 60 years. That's a good question. But safe, like so what? L'chimot shishin shonin. when it comes to the end of 60 years, again, the field goes back to the owner. True, it doesn't go back by Yovel, but it comes back at the end of 60 years. So again, at